What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Pillow Talk with Paul Gonneau. Today, my guest is comedian Hassan Chaudhry.
Peace in the Middle East.
Yes. Very appropriate.
We've been saying that for... I mean, I've been hearing that, I think, all my life.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to get at. Like, since my dad, so it's been 75 years for the occupation, my dad is 70. Mm-hmm. So since his time, this issue has been going on his whole life.
So did your dad grew up in...
Yeah, we grew up in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
He grew up in Pakistan.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, we've been hearing this like from the beginning. But you know what the thing is? Like, when we were younger, well, all the uncles would get together. They'd be like, man, these Jews control everything, man. These Jews got like all... Like, they control the banks, the media. And we thought they were just like hating people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I thought they were just like a bunch of haters.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe it. And I was like, man, they worked hard. They got there, blah, blah. Why are you hating? Mm-hmm. But now I see... Because social media is the main reason I think this thing has gotten big. Yeah. Without social media, they would have easily pinned it. No footage would have come out. And everybody just gets on with their day.
And we here actually have like access to less. Like I can't follow any news like... I don't know a lot of the people. I've started following like at least like 40 new people just because they have like, I don't know, hands on, like feet on the ground.
Look at what's going on versus
like the mainstream media. Right. And even that, like even some like, I don't know, rogue news outlets, you just can't access that shit in Canada because they passed a law like, man, what, 2 months ago?
It's
social media, whatever. People can say these people getting paid for their stuff, but like, I think there's an underlying like most people get their news from social media, dude.
Yeah,
you know. And when you make a move like that, affecting like the whole country, like Torontonians can't even check the Toronto Star on social media. That's just wrong.
And you know, so like, there's a few people. One of the guys, he's Israeli, and he used to always like fight against the government for all this stuff, like the censorship stuff and what have you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he had a thing about, like, I think about a week ago about the whole Christian... He was going to show up to Christian Friedland's, I think, office. And then with all the Israel stuff that I've been posting, he got pissed. And then he confronted me on on Instagram. And then... basically, it was going back and forth, but it's like, I'm always surprised that these people have, like, no space in their heart when they see a kid die or whatever. They're super cold, and they always go, like, but it was our land. That same argument, back and forth, and they don't care, like, at all. Mm-hmm. And these are, like, the same people, like celebrities, athletes, or whatever, that, like... whenever like things go bad, like they're always the first ones to jump out, be like, "You should donate here. This is wrong. This is that." Nobody has said nothing, which tells me like either you've been paid off or like you're just looking out for your little self interest, and you really don't have a heart.
Yeah, and it's like no matter what side of the fence you're on, for me, so this happened to my girlfriend.
Yeah,
it didn't happen to me, but. She was just having a conversation with one of her friends. Yeah, and they were talking about the issue, and she's Palestinian.
Yeah.
And, like, she just said, like, they somehow came up in the conversation, and, it like, the question was, do you believe, like, innocent Israeli children should die?
Right.
And she was, like, hardcore, like, yes.
Right.
And it's like... no matter what, like, if you believe that, no matter what side, and we're going to get deep into it in a little bit.
Sure.
But, like, if you see a dead child and that doesn't make you feel something,
right?
But fuck you.
You know what, Noel, yeah, that's a good point. But at the same time, you know what happened is that, like, because when you've been seeing your side, your team, get shitted on for the past 75 years, and, like, only now that I've discovered, like, so if a kid throws a rock at a tank or at a soldier over there, it's legal for them to break his arm.
But they'll do worse.
And your family.
They have done worse.
Yeah, and, like, your family will, it's legal that, like, your family must suffer for the kid's actions. Like, that's, like, a thing. That's... So, like, when you've been losing for this long, this fucked up, like, the space for love for those people starts to go away. And the way you see them treat them, even now. Like, even over here. Mm. Even over here, like, I thought, like... Because I thought these were, like, good people with good hearts, you know, that, like, see you as an equal.
Yeah.
They don't see you as an equal. They see you as less than. And it's been fucked up, but it's, like, it's good that it's, like, come out now. You know, because before, like, they were kind of throwing, like, slight jabs or whatever. And, like, you're like, okay, it's a slight jab, whatever, laugh it off. It's not a big deal. But, yeah, that's what it is at the bottom of it all.
I mean, there might be slight jabs, but there's, like, a long history backing, like, some horrific stuff.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And for, like, the Jews to, like, do this, because it's, like, you guys been through this.
That's it's the worst part of it all.
Yeah.
Is that, you guys, you think this would be, like, the last group of people that would do it.
Right.
It makes zero sense.
Not even that they would do it, and that they would stand behind it. Like, I can't believe, like, how all those normal people that I talk to over here, they're like, well, fuck you, blah, blah, and they're trying to throw me, like, the anti-Semitism card, this and that. Fuck your anti-Semitism.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with it.
I love
Jews. I love Arabs.
I love love, man. Yeah, I don't even get into that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, now I have to talk to you at your level.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah,
and you're talking to me like choking me on my neck level, so I'm going to choke you at your neck level. Because otherwise, you're not going to get it.
Mm.
I'm starting to sound like a maniac.
No, I don't think you are. I think you're making sense. Cool. And I think as far as, like, you know, foot on the neck, that's essentially where the Palestinians are.
Right.
And Gaza is at right now.
Well, that's, yeah.
I mean, have maybe been there for a bit.
Right, no doubt. But I don't know. So the only recent thing that I've seen so far was there's a flight from Israel that had to take a pit stop in Dagestan. You know where Dagestan is?
No.
In Russia.
Okay.
So where Khabib, Nurmagomedov, Islam, so like all those guys. And I think a lot of them stormed the airport. And they showed up at the airplane where it was docked. I don't think anybody opened up the airplane. But yeah, it would not be good had they gotten access of the plane. But yeah, it's a weird time. And it happened, like, out of nowhere, too.
Yeah.
Do you believe it was, like, I think it was all a setup. Like, they knew what was happening.
The false flag deal?
Yeah.
I am so, I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. Logically, it makes sense. Will we ever actually know? I don't know. But, like, it seems pretty unlikely that they didn't know. Like, false flags historically, like, have happened to, you know, start wars, like, just for ages, for centuries,
right.
Like, in this time, I feel like Israel also is kind of playing by some rules, like, I'm trailing here, but like, where they don't realize that we're living in this new time, and that, like, everything they're saying, like, we can literally see that they're lying.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well,
that's the one thing, like I was mentioning to you before, this time around, instead of before, because before they would always put stuff out, blah, 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 always win the propaganda war. This time, they've lost the propaganda war. This time, like, people are actually seeing what's going on, because every Palestinian video that you see, you see, like, buildings break. You see the rockets coming and just launching at buildings and them just dropping. But you've never seen, like, because they claim, like, we have those hostages. Show a video. Show some stuff.
There's so much of that where they're just, it's like, this should have been a photo of a decapitated baby, but this platform won't. It's like, yo, this platform has let us see all the kids you've killed. Yeah. I've seen just body parts.
Right, and you guys
are sitting here. It's like, no, you could show us
if you
wanted to. If you were able to.
Yeah,
you
so know what Ben I mean? Shapiro, he put that, you saw that one, right?
I don't know. I fucking.
So this what happened is that he put up a picture. It's like, it was a dog, and then he like kind of charcoaled it and using AI.
Mm-hmm.
So he put that up. He's like, oh, this is what you guys do with a baby. How dare you tell us how to live? Something along those lines. And then later on underneath the picture, it says, this is AI generated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, so you're using your fucking propaganda and you think we're all going to be stupid forever. Which is why I'm happy that like TikTok was one app where like it didn't get smothered down as much as like the other ones.
I don't have TikTok, but I heard my lady has TikTok.
Yeah.
And she was like I said, it was affecting me. And she was like, she just didn't want to see the stuff. Sometimes, like certain things, she didn't even want me to like talk about.
Right.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah,
she's
like,
I don't want to hear you describe like the babies that you've seen and stuff
like
that.
She didn't want that shit. No doubt. It's a buzzkill.
She was seeing it on fucking Instagram and stuff. It's like, on one hand, I understand the people that don't want to see that, but more heavily in a higher percentage. On the other hand, I'm like, everyone needs to see it.
Right.
You know, I believe in a collective consciousness, and I believe that the more people that are aware, the more gears that are going to start shifting.
Sure.
And I feel like it's already doing that.
Yeah.
Like heavily, more than...
Right.
And maybe people in other movements felt that way before and stuff, but it feels like I was just about to say it feels optimistic, but that's the wrong word, because every day I wake up and I'm just like fucking, I'm not trying to ignore it, and I actively like look out, like I'm just hoping that some ceasefire
or something good
is gonna come of it.
But you know, okay, if we ceasefire now,
okay,
you've literally demolished the entire place.
Well, that's just got to be the beginning, you know? Like a ceasefire needs to be the
And
like, dude, I don't even know. Like, I don't have any faith in the UN.
Oh yeah,
you know, like at all, dude. International law. What the fuck does it?
Yeah.
It's all a joke.
Dude. It's all a joke. I have no idea why they do it, but yeah. I mean, but what's sickening so far was like when you just see US or like. US or UK, just like they're the only ones that would just be like, no, we don't want to stop this war. I think what Sam Tripoli was saying was that the war contracts, the military, all those weapon contracts, they're up.
Oh yeah, I was reading about that too. Yeah, I saw a lot of videos about that as well.
They have to sell if they want to make money. That could be a thing as well. But yeah, all this like phoniness or whatever that they constantly present is what's been bothering me hardcore. So I let it be known online. Yeah.
You got to, man.
Yeah,
Did you see that video where like reporters got Joe Biden on like the plane? What the fuck? The Air Force One?
Yeah.
Oh, and did you see it, the people that he's with, bro?
Yeah.
How they were just like, stop. Stop talking. Like, every single person that was with him was just super uncomfortable. And he said some shit. Have you seen the full thing?
No, I've not seen
it. They've just been cutting up into clips.
Yeah.
So you don't really
get the full thing. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's wild. Yeah. It's like 8 minutes long, and he just...
Or he just goes off.
You just really see how he shouldn't be running a country.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Crazy, like, how... Yeah. He can't... Man, poor guy's, like, falling off everywhere, but yeah. It's like, yeah. He forgets where he is, forgets the sentence mid-sentence, yeah.
Yeah, not that I would want... I don't even know if it's like, no one should have... the job of running a country. No one person, you know? Something needs to change. I don't even vote, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't vote. Like, I voted... The last time I voted was for Jack Layton.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just... I don't believe in the system, you know? I don't want to participate.
Right.
There needs to be some, like, serious reform.
And what's your, like, what's your proposition?
No, I don't know if I have... I'm not smart enough to even have a solution, you know? But...
Because some people say democracy is not the best thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, socialism, in my opinion, is not the best thing ever. Because every socialist country out there is poor. I don't know. I don't know if... Because China has made a lot of progress for the past 50, 60 years.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know how the people over there feel, but the country is stronger than it was ever before. So, dictatorship works, maybe? I don't know.
I'm not even saying necessarily, like... I'm not like, if I was in the States, I would for sure probably vote for Bernie Sanders like a long time ago.
Okay,
but like,
got you.
I don't necessarily think that even like changing, like, it's not that I don't believe in democracy. I don't believe in politics in general, but I just think like how we vote, like maybe that needs to be, like something needs to change with that.
Okay.
I have zero faith. Like, most votes doesn't win the election, which makes no sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot of problems with it.
Right.
But, like, even, I just feel embarrassed, kind of, for America. And we have Justin Trudeau. And they were kind of, like, when the UN was voting for the ceasefire, Canada was on that, like, kind of in the middle. Care, whatever. Well,
it's not that we don't care, because the thing is, he showed up to the mosque.
Yeah.
But
that was awkward.
That was very awkward. I mean, he was just like ashamed, but he showed up.
I'm not here to make a speech, but here's my speech.
Yes, here's my speech. And like, I don't know what he was trying to show, but it's like, you know, Canada's more aligned with Israel because, I mean, more people, like the Air Canada guy got fired from his position that NDP... girl Sarah. One was a little disturbing to see because it was a pretty neutral statement. It wasn't like Israel should give land back or something like that. It was pretty much like there should be peace right now, call for ceasefire, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they fired her. So
horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that's Canadian politics. So it's like, yeah.
All right. So I just want to maybe, because I want to kind of go into the events that kind of happened, but I don't just want to start there because, like, that would be a disservice to everything that's happened 75 years previous.
Mm.
So I got some notes just because I'm just big about false information, you know? We're sharing opinions and just, like, things that have actually gone on, and I just want to give some actual historical facts to people that are unaware of the things that maybe we're talking about, or they're like, what's that word mean, or who is this group, or whatever. So I just want to kind of start at when the Jews ended up going to Palestine,
right?
Which was between 1896 to 1948, which was kind of leading up to the Nakba.
Yeah.
And an insane amount of Jews resettled from Europe to Palestine.
Large
numbers also that were forced out due to, like, the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And basically, social and political platforms in Europe were just, like, heavily influencing the Jews into, like, convincing them that they needed their own country.
Right.
Basically, right?
Right.
And so then in 1947... just before the Nakba, the UN votes to split the land 50-50, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Arabs had twice the population at that time.
Yeah.
And so they would, you know, essentially get, like, whatever, half their land taken away. And the Jews would have, like, double the amount per people, whatever.
Yeah.
They accepted the Jews did.
Yeah.
Arabs denied it, obviously. Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer, right? Yeah, like, why are we doing that? Give
land, yeah.
And so the war started, and war was, like, I don't know, heavily backed by Europe. Mm-hmm.
Because UN decided. Yeah, because back then, Russia, U.S., they also, like, gave them, I think, military weapons to defend themselves.
Oh, they were fully behind this, man. So the Nakba happened, and then after the Nakba were, like, I don't even know. Okay, so during that war, the UN heavily supported the Jewish state.
Yeah, yeah.
600 Jews died by the end. 6,000 Jews, 15,000 Palestinians. Like, just under 1,700,000 Palestinians. Yeah. Like, civilians, like children, mothers, grandmothers. One that had anything to do with anything.
You know,
were expelled by, you know, Zionists.
Have you seen ever one of those videos of, like, the illegal settlement?
Where they're just coming in
and just take your house?
I've seen a couple. There's one I saw recently with, like, it was, like, she must have been, like, 70 or something.
Right.
And
these soldiers come in pretty much, tell you to get out.
They don't even let them take their stuff, dude.
You get out and, like, the other people are just, like, looking at it from the balcony or whatever. And then they're just, like, claiming it as theirs, just just like that. It's almost like very gut-wrenching to see.
Yeah.
Because like...
No, it is.
Yeah. Because that's why when I'm at my house, I'm just like, yo, that better not happen. I paid my taxes.
There was a video I saw of this guy, and he was... His landlord was like, I guess, pro-Zionist. Because I am like very big on like... I separate like Jewish people from Israelis, from Zionists. Like these are like different groups of people. You know, they're different terms because they're different kinds of people.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But for some reason, it's like whenever I talk to like a Jewish person, a lot of them have the same ideas and principles. I think that's because that's what they've been taught since they were young.
Yeah,
it's only if you yourself. So far I've had one comic tell me that because of you posting stuff, I looked at things differently. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like, because he's like, otherwise I didn't think of them as human.
That's wild,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to think. I saw something with Seth Rogen where he was like talking about that. And he's like, I'm fucking afraid of Jews.
Right.
And he's Jewish, man. They're just, like once you're, like, what's the term? Indoctrinated? In
right.
Something like that. Sometimes I use words I don't know what they mean.
That's what that one
means. Right.
From immigrant English class.
Word. But, like, it's hard to unlearn that stuff, man.
Yeah, no doubt. That, and here's the other thing, is that all these Zionists that run the show, pretty much, all the... Because, you know, when Kanye was talking about back in the day, he showed that picture online, on his phone, and it was, like, mostly red... And it said, like, these are the people that are network presidents. And
I saw that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, back then I was like, oh, he's lost his mind or whatever.
I was the same. I was like...
And now I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, it's all making sense.
It adds up, man.
Yeah, it adds up. And it adds up hard. Yeah. And you know what? They're in entertainment. They've taken over entertainment. They've taken over clothing. They've taken over food.
It's never been more obvious than right now, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't see it now...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Buy your shawarma from Osmo's only. If the owner for Osmo's is, like, Israel supporter...
fucking heartbreaking, right?
I'll be so pissed.
Shit.
Fuck. I'm never gonna... Lizzie's.
It seems like everything somehow is connected, though, bro.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate. There's like, and I've actually like, because it's honestly, man, it's the only thing I can do. Like I made the post where I was saying like, I don't care if I lose followers and like, it's not like I like shoving fucking dead babies or like certain things in people's faces. It's that I think it's important for people to see.
Well, you're seeing the people that are like, that first off don't believe you or like, or feel the same pain as you. You know, and you're like, what? You're kind of disturbed because you're like, why don't you feel any sort of sympathy or whatever the word is, empathy, mm-hmm. like at all? Like, what's?
I always thought the line was babies, man.
Right.
And then it's like one side is like these babies, and then they're like, but fuck those babies.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I don't get it, man.
Right. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, innocent people, whatever, like that.
Innocent people is what it really comes.
That
down
and
to.
Like the starving, pretty much, man. Like. Yeah, starving of, like, just, like, food and whatnot, that's,
Yeah, that's a okay, here's the thing, okay? It's just, you... At a certain point, first of all, Hamas was, like, formed in, like... I mean, up in the 80s. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, they've been doing this shit way before Hamas was even a thing. Like, you can't use that. It's, I mean, you can, but, like, you're losing credibility, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And, just everything... There's so many things that they've blamed on Hamas. Like, just, like, recently. Like, just bombing refugee camps.
You know why it is? Is because I think they've been taught that that's one of the go-to lines.
Mm-hmm.
One of the go-to lines are these. It's Hamas's fault.
Mm.
You're an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
What's the other one, man? You don't believe in the Holocaust. I think those are the top three, in my opinion.
Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good ones. I've heard all of them before. Not necessarily aimed at me,
right.
But I've heard them as defense.
Sure.
Anti-Semitism is like the worst one, and it's.
But this what it is though. It's not like, okay, but like, what about your responsibility for feeling anything right now? You know what I mean? You don't feel a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, okay, like, are we taking revenge from, like, the Holocaust? Is that what you're doing? To, like, people that didn't do it to you.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, where...
Yeah, people, if anything, people that invited you into their country after that shit happened to you.
Right, after you got your ass kicked.
Yeah.
But it's like, the thing is that, like, the arrogance that comes off, that's what it is. From the people that, like, you don't expect it at all. Like, I'm like, you're so out of shape, and, like, fucking, you're short.
look into some things, man. If you don't know about it, don't defend things that you don't know a lot about. It's either... you're completely ignorant, or you're a complete fucking asshole.
That's what it is.
That's literally your only options.
But you know what? Yeah, that's what it is. But it's like, okay, because like the thing is, because on the other side of it, you say pretend to be a good human, but on this side, you're a complete dick.
Mm.
So that's why it doesn't add up. And that's why, like, I've been going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people who say they're against terrorists, but then don't care about, like, 4,000 plus children that have died.
Yeah.
Literally, I think the statistic I was reading today was every 8 minutes a child dies in Gaza right now. Like, for the last fucking... Well, this is coming out in fucking, I don't know, a week or whatever, but, like, for the first... This is, like, just after 3 weeks, 3 weeks and a day, I think, we're into it now.
Yeah.
And, like... Dude.
Yeah. Well, that and the crazy thing is now they've cut off the stuff, right? The internet. They've blown out all the towers.
They got... I think they have some internet back now.
Well, they're...
But not a lot.
Elon was the one. Yo, Elon, if he does that, Elon's the GOAT.
I was so... Man. Dude, honestly, I was... I was hoping. I was like, man, it's going to be real bad.
Yeah. But you say that, but I think... I mean, from what I've been hearing from people... Is that they're on ground.
Yeah.
They are a lot better. Because that's what they've been training in. Is on ground. And Israel...
Are you saying Israeli forces are better on ground?
No.
Hamas
is better. And like the Palestinians. Because like that's all they've been training. And they know their land a lot better. And Israeli, like the on ground is just normal people that like were doing jobs and stuff. That size
is
very small.
That's like a lot of their army. That's why I've heard like... Like, the argument is that, like, there's no civilians in Israel, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I'm not on there. Right. But I've heard that. It's just kind of like, I don't know, Gaza's maybe version of, you know, the Israeli view where it's like, there are no, like, literally political leaders in Israel saying, like, there's no innocent people in Gaza.
Right.
Oh, you know? But it's like, are you sure, man? Because I'm pretty sure that's all you're killing. Like,
Yeah. That's okay. So there's that one, and there's another one that I've been hearing recently is that Israel is becoming a top place to like hide if you're a pedophile.
Really?
It's on Reddit. I read it somewhere, but like, I mean, I'm gonna look more into it because I saw a few posts of those.
Yeah.
So I'll look into it because it's like if you're like rich and what have you, like you don't want the law to come after you. Like that Tinder swindler guy, he was just. Flying over.
Well, that's where they go. They definitely don't give a fuck about the law right there.
Yeah.
They've broken like so many fucking international laws. It's ridiculous. But I know like right now there's like people that are filing things and have things in order to like process. You know who Sean King is?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like the main guy I think like that I know of.
Yeah.
That is like behind like a team of people that is like doing something to...
You're right. You know what it was? I wasn't a big fan of Sean King when Black Lives Matter was coming out. Because when Black Lives Matter came out, I knew that it was like a spark in the beginning of like, you know, just because it was election time coming up to get the country riled up. Because every 4 years they do that. They move things left and right. Some black oppression comes out. Because they want, like, the black people to get riled up, so you vote for that one side.
Mm.
That's what I think, at least. And then Sean King, like, I felt like he was just, like, trying to, like, you know what I mean, bait people into it. I'm not saying that black people don't matter. BLM, it's I have it tattooed on my tramp stamp. Fuck, no, not tramp stamp. Fuck, man, I'm bombing.
All right, cool.
All right, boo. All right, no, this guy's never going to get a spot, yo. No, but, But you know, it came out afterwards, the whole, like, the BLM, the people that started it and what have you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they just, like, pretty much bought mansions in California with all that money, and nothing changed. Zero change. But it's like, is this people that saw like a good opportunity to make some quick cash, then bounced?
See, the thing with him is like, I didn't really get into him. Like, I got into him like, and obviously like Black Lives Matter is like somewhat of a like continuous thing. There's been like spikes,
whatever.
But like, I came into him after, and like most of what I know to him is like, I mean, this stuff. I can't think of anybody that like I've seen more on, and I knew about him maybe this. I discovered him about, I don't know, a year ago.
Right,
under a year ago.
Oh yeah. So the thing about Black Lives Matter when he was doing it, because he, I think he's black. He looks light skinned.
Yeah.
But some people. So the news came out that he's not black at all.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Is that that's for real?
I, right? I don't know if that's for real though.
Well, I mean, you don't need to necessarily be. You black don't need to be black BLM, because
no,
I guess.
No one. But thing was like he was kind of advocating it like he's black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was the issue that. But there was a lot of memes out there where, like, it's like you see a white guy with, like, a buzz cut and what have you. And they're like, okay, now I'm Sean King or whatever. Yeah. So that's what it was. So I was, I didn't trust him at first. But, I mean.
All right. So, for people that don't know, kind of getting back to the fucking Zionist shit.
Before you go on.
Yeah.
So before this episode started, Paul wanted to talk about the top five superheroes.
I know, it's wild, dude. Because that's what I do, bro. Every episode, like this podcast is not super serious. I've had some episodes where we get into serious conversations, but generally it's just like something for you to like listen to while you're fucking making food or something. Just two people talking, having a conversation. That's it's not really like an interview or anything.
Because that's why, like, every time I hear a conversation and when I hear like prepared questions, I lose interest.
Yeah.
Right away. I'm just like, fuck is, like, I know now, like, it's not like as authentic as it should be, in my opinion.
I got what you're saying.
You know what I mean? And like, I think, I don't know. I just, that's what I connect with for the most part.
So like, the top five thing is like something I do towards like the end.
Yeah.
And because I'm just
we can talk about the top five comedians.
No, we don't need to. I don't even want to do that. I felt like it's kind of. I mean, if you want to, we can do it at some point. But right, like, cool. It's not a super big deal. I actually felt like when you were like, "Oh no," like you felt a little, and I was like, "You know what? He's kind of fucking right." Like it's kind of this is going to be a different episode, and I kind of really wanted that. But usually, okay. So the first episode, I did the top five without giving warning.
Yeah.
And do you know Jam Easy?
Yeah, I know Jam.
Yeah, so he was the first guest ever, and I just was like, yo, all right, top five MCs. Uh-huh. And he's like, dude, you don't give me fucking warning? Like, and literally from then on, I was like, he's trying to come up with them, and it's like this weird thing where he's like,
he can only name
like two or three.
And I guess he's big into music or like, he was a DJ at one time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's kind of why I give people the heads up.
Got you. I was an Uber driver at one time.
Oh shit,
you Amazon were? Driver as well, and Lyft.
A lot of people do fucking Uber.
I see white people doing Uber now.
Oh, shit.
Which is worrisome.
Yeah, bro. Uber, like, people are fucking Ubering around in Teslas. You know the economy's in ruins Ubers and Teslas.
I saw white people in downtown on bikes. That's immigrant jobs. What's going on? Guys, Trudeau, fix the economy, please, or something. Yeah.
All right. So, for people that aren't aware what Zionism is, all right? Yeah. It's a term that came to be in the 19th century to enable a homeland for the Jews in Palestine, right? It's an ideology that supports the development and protection of the Israeli state. But I think the key part to that is like development, because something I don't think a lot of people know, and I know some like real like I had a friend and like recently we've it has to do with this.
Yeah.
Where it's just like,
how close of a friend was he?
Okay, so we knew each other for about 10 years.
Okay.
And when we first met, we worked together. And I'm like the aliens guy.
Okay.
And he's like the God guy. Gotcha. And we're both very outspoken individuals.
Yeah.
And we started chatting together. Yeah.
Right.
And everyone's like watching from a distance, thinking shit's gonna fucking pop off. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
But he was like, he seemed like a really like level-headed person, and like shit didn't pop off. We became friends. Like I remember like I went to go see Dumb and Dumber with him and his lady. Okay. Like like we were there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I hadn't seen him in a few years. He just had a kid and shit, so he's like living a different kind of life now.
Yeah. Is he Jewish?
Yeah, he is Jewish. Okay, like very big, like preaches, like so he was just really, he posted something just about how like literally like the Zionist plan, it's literally in their shit, their scripture or whatever the fuck they call it, you know. Pardon my terminology, but to just turn the world into Israel, like that's literally their plan.
Yeah.
Do you know, and it's not hidden. Like, it's very clear. That's why when you see people, like, saying things online where it's like, we're going to turn into the Palestinians if we don't do anything about this now.
Right.
That's fucking facts.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know the crazy thing is? Because I thought, like, you know, because COVID, I was like, there was a thing, guy that came out a little while ago that was, like, talking about head of medical department in the U.S., Jew, dual citizen Jew. Head of a Pfizer vaccine, Jew. Mm-hmm. Head of the vaccine advisory, Jew. So it was just like, all things, Jew. And I was like, then it just starts like adding up, man. It's like, it's adding up. That's what's going on.
I know, there's like, we were like talking about this a bit at work because I'm like, I'm just trying to talk about it a lot. And people are, I feel like I'm annoying people, but it's okay.
Yeah.
And like some people were just like, fucking sorry, Kanye. Like you kind of had like a point, and I'm very big on not trying to, like, when he said that, I just felt like, oh, because I seen his merch, bro. He had like this like swastika type Kanye like merch that said like Yay 20 or some shit.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this guy's fucking like,
he lost it
a while ago, but now he's like completely off
the rails.
It's like, and like we were saying, it's never been more obvious than now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, where do you think we can even go from here? If, like, when the ceasefire happens,
I mean, I'm done.
What?
Yeah, I'm done with Starbucks, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Easy. Burger King.
Disney Plus
is gone.
Yeah.
And all the other stuff that
I keep
seeing.
I did get my last watch of fucking Home Improvement while I had those days, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Right. It's all good.
I already paid for the month, you know? But no, like, I kind of feel, like, helpless, man. So that's why I'm, like, doing all the things. Like, I post the shit. I'm doing, like, the, like, fucking, yeah, McDonald's, fucking all the shit. Like, me and my lady are literally, like, oh, we want to eat out. Yesterday, we just, like, we went to, like, car dealership trying to get a car and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go eat. And we're like, let's look at the boycott list
first. Right.
To make sure we don't fuck. Oh, like, that's where we're at. Yeah, and I've been, like, the guy that's, like, boycotts. Right, like, what is a boycott?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But now it feels like it's, like, the only fucking thing.
Yeah. It seems like the only thing. Because, you know, the thing is, like, they care about their dollars or whatever so hard. Every little penny. Because, like, for them, it's, like, a thing of, like, cents and what have you. You know, a very minor, like 1 cent or half a cent is what makes the difference for them.
Because
McDonald's is like all over the world. So we'll see. We'll see where it hurts. But, because I think their plan was to keep things in control, keep printing money, because they keep giving the Saudis money, they keep giving everybody else money. And whichever leader they don't like, they just get rid of them. Saddam, they got rid of them. Gaddafi, they got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, that whoever starts, like, a little... Any friction, that guy's out. So, that way, like... The whole Middle East is never, like, strong. That's the main... So, you do that. That way, like, if it's just one person... If you have to fight one country in the Middle East, that's easy to do. But if you have to fight 20 or 30 of them, then that's impossible.
Mm.
So that's why they always like keep them like against each other. Sunni, Shia, they always keep going through those wars. All the groups, ISIS, Al Qaeda, they're all U.S. funded. So yeah, they make the vacuum first. They take the leader out. They put a terrorist group in there,
mm-hmm.
and then they say just go wild. And because you see that ISIS disappeared when Trump came, because I think he just stopped the funding. So it just like went into thin air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's essentially, well, I don't want to say, but that's kind of going to lead me into like the Hamas topic.
I mean,
that's essentially what Hamas is, right?
Yeah, I mean,
if we wanna, okay, so let's just start.
Okay,
from where like Hamas started, like in the '80s, they started as a social party, not a political party.
Mm.
You know, So an important thing for people to know also is that Israel controls every single fucking thing that goes in and out of Gaza.
Yeah.
Every single fucking thing.
Yeah.
All right? And so, like, to do anything in there, like, if someone from the Strip wants to go to, like, Jerusalem, they literally have to get, like, a grant, you know? And even then, they could go and they can just get shot up by Israeli there happens, you know? But, like, there's like, they can't do anything without the approval of the Israeli government. Everything that, you know, Hamas was doing in Gaza, they had grants for from the Israeli government, you know? In 1987, they became a political and military party that engaged in active resistance against Israel's occupation.
Yeah.
Israelis' policies then kind of shifted, but they never really completely changed. They kind of still let Hamas function. Just because it was like, if we have a group that we're, and like, you know, we're gonna label them terrorists. And if we have like a group that we label terrorists, we can do these certain things. Like we can justify like blockades the fuck they did.
Yeah.
In 2006, Hamas was officially elected. And Israeli did like everything they could to make sure they were, like, you know, kept in power for the same reasons. They fucking put all that shit around Gaza. And that's, I think, just after 2006 is when they were actually officially labeled a terrorist organization. And funny thing is that, like, most of the world doesn't actually view Hamas as a terrorist organization.
Right.
That's like something.
As far as, at least right now, 100% right now.
Yeah.
Because right now, Israel is looking stupid calling Hamas the terrorists, because it's like, and all the same, we have the right to defend ourselves. That one is like, I think this has gone way past defending, you know what I mean? So
for like 75 years, like, Israelis have had, like, Israeli Jews have rights and Palestinians don't. I mean,
right. You know, because I think that's the thing. Like, I think people are kind of waking up now, because for the longest time, whatever they said, we didn't really question it per se. Mm-hmm. And that's the place where they want to keep you at.
Right.
Because like, if you don't question it, then your mind doesn't go there. And you don't go against it.
Right. And that's why it's important for people to like see things that people. Because, man, even now, I know some people that I work with that just me, and I'm nobody, dude. I'm not, like, taking any credit for anything, but, like, it makes me feel good. Like you said, dude, one of your boys was like, I didn't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it goes, man. That's how it starts. That's how it happens. That's what needs to happen, and more people need to know, and the more people know.
Right.
I mean, you would hope the less likely things are like this to happen in the future, and that, like, we can rectify this situation in a way that isn't going to lead to, like, more terrorism down the road.
Right.
I mean, dude, like, as Canadians, like, some people are petty as fuck here. Your neighbors in Toronto, you'll see dudes that, when they shovel their snow or something, or, like, just lines in the grass, or, like, your dog, like, these people hate each other for, like, their dog pissing on their lawn. Like, just imagine someone came into your house and just fucking slaughtered your family. Like, how make you feel. Just imagine.
Yeah.
The way I feel watching, like, things like, just, I don't even want to super get into
it. You know what it is? Because it's like
a hospital.
Yeah, because you know, like, one of my nephews, like, he gets, he's gotten seizures twice.
Mm.
When you see that happening, you're like, oh my God, fuck. Like, it's like, you know, so you know the pain when your kid is sick. You know what I mean? That feels painful. But, like, imagine, like, your kid, like, with his head blown off or, like, his arm gone or what have you.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And it's like, not only that, your brother might be dead, your sister might be dead, your wife might be dead. Like, everybody's gone, you know? So, and that's, like, not just one person. Everybody's going through that.
Yeah, man. And I love this whole, this like, human shield argument.
Oh yeah,
one of my favorites that they use. And like literally, like Israeli forces are on record, like talking about how they've like, they've killed the hostages.
Right.
Like it's like them pretending they care about these hostages in any way.
Right.
Is ridiculous. That's kind of also part of me. That's why I feel like this could be a false flag.
Right.
You know, where it's high probability. It's like, I don't know, man. Like it. Okay, for like North America, it's like a school shooting scenario, right? And school shooters go in, and you're a parent, just think about this. School shooters go in to the school, and the police are alerted. They come to the school,
right?
And instead of trying to save their kids,
yeah.
they just fucking bomb their kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that, like, your human shield argument makes no sense. Like, if you actually cared, like, you say you cared.
Yeah. Because, you know what it is? Now I'm thinking all of a sudden, you've been talking all about this. I'm like, I think the reason they have, like, a democracy in the U.S. because it's like, they thought they could keep the blindfold over people's eyes and, like, let them do whatever else they wanted to and they will never wake up. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Because that's the way, like, they kept going or whatever. But now it's like, oh, shit. So, like, these people know now more than we want them to know.
Have you been to the IDF Instagram page?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to it?
I've been to it, like, a few times.
It's fucking wild, bro. It's like the Wild West on there, bro. Yeah, like, they're posting just, like, shit I could make with, like, fucking like a computer from 96, like we're talking, you know, Windows 96. I can make you that whole diagram of going under the hospital. It's like this is our proof. It's like, bro, there's no proof.
This is the
there's zero proof.
This is animation. I don't know which video game animation.
The most basic shit, like everything.
You know what it is? Also, is like how lazy sometimes they are, because there was one video that they posted of like a girl burning or something.
Oh, yeah.
And later on...
Instantly debunked. Like, within the same day.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is from something else completely.
Yeah. I think it was from Burma or somewhere. But, yeah, it's coming out, man. And
you know,
like,
what it is, man? It's like the John Bones Jones kind of thing. I always kind of relate to him because, like, when I think of... Because, like, I used to love Bones, man.
Uh-huh. And then the guitar?
UFC fighter.
Oh, Johnny Bones. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know where you are. My buddy fucking loves him. I used to love him. Fucking hate him now. I don't have a thing for cheaters. And my argument for that was like...
You think he does steroids or the...
Oh, well, he's been busted like twice.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know? And it's like, I don't know, man. One time, maybe.
I know.
Well, two times. Yeah. I don't know.
His thing is, it's like it's this much. Because this is like...
Yeah.
They got you by this much is what it was. Because like, they always know when the camp is, when they're going to show up.
It was a super small amount. That's my buddy Kevin's argument. It's like, doesn't matter. That amount, like, blah, blah. He still has the skill set, blah, blah, blah. But my point is, like, Israel.
Yeah.
Israel has been, like, just believed for so long that no one has questioned them.
Right.
That, like... They just have this John Bones Jones arrogance that they think they can fucking say anything.
Right.
People are going to believe them. But, like, it's 2023, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your same tactics are... But I say that, but, like, people are on their comments saying, like, you know, fucking Israel flags and all that shit. So people are believing it. But I think a lot less. And it's going to be going down.
It's going down a lot, man. It's like some of the rallies that are coming out or what have you. Like, it's... A lot of people that are showing out, I think more than ever before. So it's like, and like in every country, because it starts with one country, another country, and then they see another country. So like everybody starts doing it. And and it's like they're, sorry, I'm getting some twitches in my neck.
No, it's okay.
I've been working too hard. But straight up, fuck. And it's going to become, I think, like a global thing. Yeah. So let's see, like, how far this goes. But I think the most important thing is the Arab nations have to... Because they're the one bordering it all. Afghanistan's been, like, trying to go in there. Because the Taliban people, like, they're... In my opinion, they're nuts. U.S. has, like, the Russians tried invading them, U.S. tried invading them, like, man, like, they, when they take an oath to, like, defend or, like, kill someone, like, they're not, like, letting it go. Yeah.
I think on top of the shit that they're posting, it's not just, like, their propaganda that's kind of obvious. It's also their tactics.
Right.
Just about, like, I mean, admittedly targeting, like activists and journalists.
Oh,
and
yeah, man. Right. Fucking, yeah. Like, yeah. Just to, like, show off or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when they tried to blame the thing, they tried to blame Hamas for
some
the attack.
Failed rocket. And that was, like, super... Man. I literally was just reading today that they, like, the video they posted was a completely separate...
Yeah.
Like, missile...
Oh, yeah, launch.
Yeah, dude, like, jig's up, guys.
I know.
Like, yeah. But when is it gonna be enough? Like, when is something actually... Because it's going on right now. We're talking, and while we've been talking, it's been, like, an hour.
Yeah. Like, more people have been dead, but here's the biggest thing, is that, like, before, like, you were, like I said before, like, you were on the fence, maybe, or, like, you never cared,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? But now, it's, like, you're on the other side now. Like, now, like, you're seeing everything, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you're seeing how they're trying to control you. You've seen, like, how, like, your money is going to, like, you know, support more missiles, yada, yada. So, like, all that is, like, you know, shifting people's thinking. And I think that's the, probably the most scariest thing for them, in my opinion.
I don't even know if they're going to get that northern part of the strip back, man. It's so straight. Like, even when this shit is over, like, the northern part's completely, like, obliterated. I don't imagine... It's just so hard. Like, there's, like, half of the population in Gaza has no house, no roof over their head.
Yeah. Well, they bombed, what, 6,000 bombs? And that was on the first, I think it was a few days. I don't know if it was a few days.
There was some weird, like, wild statistics just about, like, oh, more ammunition than Hiroshima.
Yeah.
More bombs dropped
That's
in the first
insane.
Year of, like, fucking...
Yeah.
The
Afghanistan war?
Yeah.
So it's like, holy, like, in, like, this little time, you guys just kept going and, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like...
Self-defense, though, bro.
I know, right? Fuck, man.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hamas, everything I, like, try to fucking point out, it's like... I mean, there's so many things that you can't blame on Hamas now, guys.
Well, yeah. At this point, you're making Hamas look like the good people.
Oh, I mean, we're way past that for sure.
Right.
Like, if you're calling Hamas terrorists and you're not calling, like, the Israeli government terrorists...
Yeah.
You're fucking an idiot.
Right.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Numbers matter when it comes to that shit, you know, like
right. Yeah, no
and
doubt.
It's kind of gross. Like, there's more kids that have been killed. I don't like adding it together because, like, or like using a lot of these figures because I feel like I feel for both sides when innocent people die. Like, I
no
do
doubt.
Like, truthfully.
Yeah.
Like, when more kids have died than, like, Israelis in the last year, like, total.
Right. Yeah.
More kids. Just kids.
Right.
Where the fuck is the line?
Yeah.
Like, is it enough? Are we fucking done?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It's kind of like the sadness turns to anger a bit.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. No doubt, man. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. You talk to people online and, they have no sympathy at all. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But man, like, I don't know. I wish Pakistan was a little bit stronger. At these moments, you're like, man, I wish this country was a little stronger. I wish.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, so Pakistan, what happened is recently they had a prime minister. So when the Russia-Ukraine war happened, he went to Russia to try to get a better oil deal at that time. Because I think he was giving it for cheaper. Because I think he needed the money or what have you. So the Pakistani Prime Minister went there. U.S. did not like that. Army has the upper hand in Pakistan. So what they did is they did a no confidence vote and got that guy out, thrown in jail. They brought in...
In jail. Okay.
Yeah, and they brought in the previous guy. And now he's, like, pretty much the puppet of U.S.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's, like, super sad. But, yeah... Times like this, you're like, oh god, what if this country was stronger? What if that country was stronger? But yeah.
U.S. has a lot of countries in their pocket. I don't even know if you want to consider Israel a country, but they got a lot of places in their pocket.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? It's but the thing is, like, I think right now also, because they've been at the Ukraine war for a little while, I think they're all spent out. It's like being at the gambling table too long.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to them fucking throwing their hand in, bro.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see what happens. But, yeah, Iran's been talking. Turkey's been talking. Turkey, dude, like, Israel took all their diplomats out of Turkey. So, yeah.
I mean, if ever there was going to be a World War III, bro, it really seems like we're on the cusp of it.
I know, right?
Unfortunately.
I was thinking of going to Mexico for like a week.
Bad time to fucking sign up for the... My fucking friend's like sons just signed up for the army. I was like, why?
Eesh.
Like, man, don't get me wrong. Like, I have a lot of respect for, like,
I get foot soldiers.
Yeah, people that think they're doing the right thing.
Well, of course.
And their heart is in the right place.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that thinks signs up for the army, for your, like, for yourself, you're in the, your mind is in the right place because you want to defend your land or, you know, your country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's sickening that, like, these politicians are going to be like, you go there.
Yeah.
You go fight.
Okay. We don't give a fuck about you. Go kill yourself.
Well, you'll just be a number. Like, you'll,
that's it.
Yeah. You're just like thing. But also, on the other hand, death is coming to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's...
I'm in no rush, though, bro.
Yeah. You don't want to sign up. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, and you never know how you're going to die, you know? So, yeah. Mom died a month ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry,
man,
bro.
Yeah. So yeah. At that point, I realized, I was like, yeah, we're all gonna die. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's end with. Do you want to end with top five?
Top five comedians.
Did you want to do that?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I'll make the list as it comes.
Okay. I'll go first, and I'll give you a little bit of time to do it. I've actually done them a couple times on here, so I can go through mine. Number one is Rogan.
Rogan is your top number one?
He's my number one, bro.
Okay.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Which special of his do you like the best?
See, it's hard. I really liked Triggered.
Triggered.
It was like his second last one on Netflix.
Okay.
There's also one that's just called Joe Rogan Live, which I hold this, but like it's like 20 years old though. Like I have it on DVD. That's how old it is.
Got you.
But that was like his first special post Fear Factor.
So that's
a really good one. It has a lot of like Fear Factor material.
What's the thing? I mean, obviously you find it funny, but like what's the funny, like, you know, because like with Louis, like a lot of times you don't see the joke coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like what is it with like Rogan? Is it that his ideas are so out there that you haven't thought of that like he comes up with, or like it's a conspiracy?
There's a lot of that, but I feel like a lot of that kind of stuff is more like his podcast. Like the thing I like about Joe Rogan is like he's I consider him like a fairly intelligent guy. But he doesn't just do like, he's almost like an equal to Dave Chappelle. Like if I was saying like Chappelle's my number two,
and
they're like neck and neck.
Okay.
You know? And I only put Rogan
first
because like I was into Rogan before.
Okay.
You know? And like Rogan is probably actually outside of comedy. I admire Joe Rogan because I'm a fan of grassroots people who just like, they really just do what they want to do in life, and he's literally doing everything that he wants to do without, it seems, well, we could argue now that he's on Spotify, the compromisation part, up until Spotify, there was, like, zero compromise.
Yeah.
You know, and I can appreciate that.
So, do you like him because of that, or, like...
I like him because he's a fairly intelligent guy, but he also does, like, silly shit. Like, he has a part where he's, like, acting like this Gollum character, and he just gets on a stool.
Right, and does
a weird voice.
Sure,
like,
I've seen that one.
I don't know, I just like people that, that are themselves.
Got you.
That are smart, but could also be silly. And he has, like, those... all three that I really look for. Same with Chappelle. I feel like he has all those things. Because I like the seriousness.
Yeah.
And it's weird, because those... I consider both those two, like, my top two.
Yeah.
But I don't have, like, a serious style of... I'm way more... If I was thinking, like, who I'm like... Like, my influences aren't, like, my top comedians, you know? Like, I'm more... My stylistically, I'm more, like, fucking, I don't want to say his name because I'm not there
Jeffrey
yet.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, yeah. Something not so like Jim Carrey or like a Wayne's brother, just something like that's like more silly.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
And so when I see that in like someone who I consider smarter than me or whatever, I just I like that.
Okay, fair. Also, you see, okay, you appreciate the intellect.
Yes.
Of Rogan. Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay. All right. So that's
you're not a Rogan fan?
I'm not a comedy Rogan fan. Okay. Yeah, I like him for his UFC. I think he's probably the best commentator.
Yeah.
I think he's probably the best podcaster.
Okay.
Yeah. Comedy.
I've fallen off his podcast a little bit since he's been on Spotify. Yeah.
But I've heard him like because I've seen other people do interviews, and when he does an interview, like he's very good. Theo Vaughn's actually pretty good too. But yeah, he's very good. Yeah, so,
I like when Theo Vaughn interviews, like, he just has, like, Mall Santa Claus. Or, female trucker.
Yeah.
I like those ones.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay, my favorite, well, obviously, it's Louis.
All right.
Yeah. Louis has to be number one. I mean, it's
crazy. What's your favorite Louis special?
Favorite Louis one? I think the last one was pretty good. Not the one in Madison Square Garden. That one was actually pretty good, too.
His last couple have been pretty decent.
Yeah, it's like, you know what the crazy thing is that like he's done so many specials.
Ridiculous.
And they all turn out pretty good. Like some of them not as good, but like pretty good. Like a lot of comedians, like I think if they do one that's good, it's like, yo, you know what I mean? And it's like over and over and over and over. And when I wanted to go watch him. Like, I think when the whole sexual thing, when he was jerking off.
When he did the Yuck Yucks thing?
Yeah. I wanted to see him in the Yuck and the
one. You actually saw him?
Yeah. Shit. There and Niagara, both.
Okay.
And, like, man, like, because when you're. Comedy is also, like, if you watch it behind the screen, you get about 60%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I always. People are like, oh, post more shit of your comedy. I'm like, fucking come to a show, motherfucker.
Fair enough.
My thing.
That's your thing. Yeah. Now I've started putting. I mean, before I used to be like
trying to do it more now too. But yeah. Fuck, I do.
Well, that because you know people always kept coming. They're like, yo, if you put all your bits out there, who's gonna come to? But I'm like, I'll come with I guess more bits. Like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, Then I just started like posting whatever the fuck. I'm like, this bit did good. Sometimes a bit does about 80% of your 100% potential that you think it could do, and you're like, I'm not gonna post it. And I'm just like, fuck what. Yeah, it's just a retarded, self-vicious cycle. And comedy is a drug that I don't bestow. I mean, stand-up comedy, open mics. Yo, if you're thinking of doing it, do not. Get a job. That's a better idea. What made you get into comedy? Like, what made you, like, you're like, oh, this is funny. And, like, what made you, like, start it? You're like, I should do this now.
Okay, so... when I really actually thought comedy was cool was George Carlin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I was like, fucking conductor?
Yeah.
And he was like swearing and stuff, and I was this is so cool!
Yeah.
That was like my introduction, and like, so he's actually on my list too. Yeah. Actually, let me finish my list.
Finish.
Do it quick. Rogan, Chappelle, Mark Forward, who's a Canadian guy.
Okay.
George Carlin, Bill Burr.
Okay.
That's it. So, like, Carlin was my introduction, like, truly to the whole thing. I didn't really get into it, like, too big.
Yeah.
Like, early on, like, I watched it a lot. There was a lot of, like, Just for Laughs, Comedy Network kind of stuff that I watched on there, like, as a kid. And then got into a relationship. I've talked about this a couple times, but I got into a relationship with a lady who had a daughter. And I was living, like, this, like, stepdad life and blah, blah, blah. And I hadn't done anything for myself.
Yeah.
In, like, 5-6 years, we were engaged. I was doing everything for those two, and then shit didn't go right.
Oh.
And, like, almost instantly, I was like, I'm fucking doing something for me. And I was, like, into music and stuff before, but I had kind of, like, given up because I'm too poor for music.
Right.
Stand-up is, like, stand-up is a good art for poor people, you know? Like, need you.
Yes, and you your brain.
Yeah, and your brain. Like, I just kind of... I did a couple of things at Second City. I did two levels, but I didn't actually do my graduation show at the second level at Second City because there was a fucking concert and I was like, fuck it, man. Like, I'm already doing open mics. Like, I don't need you anymore.
Second City, you know? And so that was just it, man. Got you.
I just had an itch for, like, being a performer. I started this podcast because I wasn't able to be on stage during the pandemic, you know?
You talked about stepdad.
Yeah.
What's it like being a stepdad?
It's way different than being a dad. I would argue... that being a stepdad is harder than being a real dad.
Do you feel like a dad?
Not really. Mm. You want to.
Yeah.
You, here's the thing. You kind of feel that way.
Yeah.
But nobody treats you that way.
Ah.
So that's what makes you not feel that
way. Does the kid treat you like a dad?
Somewhat. The kid is probably the person who treats you most like their dad without calling you dad. Got like, I would never be like, hey, I'm not your dad. Fucking call me dad because I'm dating your mom.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But like...
Right.
Yeah, because just so young and innocent. It's like, they just... Yeah, I'm just a figure.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Because in the movies, all I've seen is like, stepdad hate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that
shit. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't tell me who to date. I'll fuck him if I want to. You're not my dad. That's what I've seen. That's what I did with my real dad. I was dating a Muslim boy now.
All right, so who else?
I got Louis. Oh, I got Joe List.
Joe List.
Joe List is sick.
I feel like I know the name, but I can't think of his face.
He's got a goofy face right now. He's new. He's new on the scene, as in like he popped off recently.
Yeah,
but Joe List is very good.
All right.
Yeah. I was like surprised because I think he started touring with Louis.
Okay.
And then, like, I think he forced him to, like, he showed him the formula to make that 1 hour special every year. His recent special, I thought it was, like, killer, man. It was, like, every joke, or, like, most jokes were, like, landing hard. Mm. I was, like, holy. Like, because I don't really laugh at specials much.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your favorite special, then? What's, like...
This was the one that I'm thinking.
All time?
No, I don't know about all time. This has to be up there.
Like, yeah?
Yeah. Recently, that's what I can recall from memory. I was laughing. I was, like... Fuck, I haven't laughed like this in, like, so... Especially, like, watching a special. Like, man, it's been, like, a long time. Yeah. Louis is the only other one that can, like... I think Chris Rock is there. I think with two... Recent specials have been pretty whack. Not not as good as before. I'm hating on him because he signed the deal thanking Biden.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's on the list.
Fuck
me. Yeah, I know.
So many people.
I know.
Yeah. And I'll find you, and I'll fucking stop. I swear to God. I'm serious about this. I've never been more serious about boycotts in my life than I am right now.
Fair enough.
Straight up. I'm not joking.
On. Nice. As you can see, great value, not Nestle.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. Lay's
gonna be like, actually, great value. Something.
I know. All right. Yeah, that's the other thing. So the other thing, people are like, boycott Starbucks, and then you are like, okay, I'll go to Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons is owned by Burger King.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. Yeah, fuck, bro. Man. So the guy for Nestle, I mean, I haven't looked him up, but Bill Burr was talking about him like a long time back on Conan. And he's like, not every person should have the right to drink free water.
Oh yeah. It's not a human right.
That guy, Nestle.
Clean drinking water. Grimy motherfucker. Oh yeah. Wow, that's what's up, man. Stealing the Great Lakes at like a staggering rate.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah.
And then telling us we don't have
You don't have the right to like you free water. Yeah. They literally want you to like just be like peasants. And all of you. Like, I mean, I don't know why some people think that they're like safe, but it's probably literally gonna be like 100 people in there that are gonna like try to like run shit. I think.
I love how Netanyahu's like quoting like scripture and shit. It's like, bro, like you are not the light.
You are not the light.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You are the bad guy in this story.
Oh man, yeah, it's been a weird one. But yeah, Chris Rock with those two. I think in the beginning, Bring the Pain.
That's a great one. Yeah,
and then the other one when he went all over South Africa and what have you.
That wasn't Kill the Messenger, was it?
I think you.
Was it?
Bring the Pain and fuck, I don't know. Yeah. There's two good ones.
Okay.
Yeah. And who else is good? Then everybody else is everybody else.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Why'd you start stand-up comedy, man?
Why did I? I was depressed
a
long time ago. And then I got laid off from a place. And then I was like, okay, now this is rock bottom. And I'm like... I used to listen to a lot of Opie and Anthony back in the day with Rich Voss, Jim Norton, Patrice, like all those guys. And I was just like die laughing. And I was like, yo. And I was like, stand up. And then Carlin LaSalle a little bit. I'm like, oh, you can just like just say shit about whatever you feel like. And that's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Which I figured out as I started doing stand up is not what people want
you
to do.
How long have you been doing it?
It's like 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, not for the past like few months, a little bit less because my mom was in the hospital. So a little bit stopped-ish. But like, yeah, like thing. Yeah, that's what's made me like, then I was like, I should try this. And then I was like, I'm just going to think about whatever I think is funny. And then the first set went really fucking good. Fuck. I wish I bombed. So I would have not proceeded with this again.
Yeah.
Fuck. God damn it.
First one went good. Preceded by 24 bombs.
Oh, fuck, fuck man. Me. Like, then what the it's fuck? Just... You know what I'm ashamed sometimes about myself? Is like when you're bombing and then you're like trying to win them back. I don't know. Now I'm at a point where I'm like, if I'm bombing, fuck you.
Yeah. You know, you go deeper, right? Well, I like that.
Well, now, no, I'm in my head, I'm like, but I'm like, I'll see. But also, I mean, you kind of bring that on yourself. I mean, I used to bring that on myself because, like, the jokes were not good enough.
Okay.
It needed to be worked on, you know what I mean? So, like, the jokes were not good enough. So, it's like, they didn't react the way I wanted them to react. And then I get angry.
Yeah.
And then it just goes south 100 miles an hour. Yeah. But I mean, like, so for the first, like, I would say 3 or 4 years, like, I was more like a crowd work kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I realized, I was like, I don't really have much bits per se. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, because you know what else? I would try these bits, I would try jokes or what have you, but they wouldn't land the way I wanted them to land. And it's like, then I would just go to crowd work because like that lands.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is fucking easy, you know? And then I was like, oh, I should like actually like, because like, you know Davin, right?
Davin
Pan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I know Davin, you know Mark? Mark Swamy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. So like, I mean, yeah, when those guys.
Davin's the man, dude.
Davin's chill. Davin's cool dude. Davin's chill. So he does bits or whatever. So like, it's like, I saw him and I was like, oh, yeah, like, you have to have like bits, you know what I mean, like, you know, things that like thoughts that like you kind of like make better over time, and like at a certain point that's as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, and then you just don't dump it on the garbage soon enough. But that's like, that's what people want to hear, you know what I mean? Crowd work is good or whatever, but it's like, I don't know, sometimes it's just like, let me hear a fucking solid thought that you had. You know what I mean? So
yeah, no, so I know what you mean. Sometimes, and like hosting shows, I feel like I do like more crowd work. Like, well, I just posted like a clip that was like all crowd work. It had no like none of my material in it.
But hosting is more. I mean, I don't know. If you do host like crowd work as a host, like that's kind of
your job. I guess,
your job, yeah. I guess, if it's landing, you know what I mean. Yeah, your job is just to kind of get warmed up.
But sometimes I'll get like a good reaction. And I record, right?
Yeah.
And I'll get like a good reaction. People, sometimes crowd work is only good in the moment.
It's always only good in the moment. Know? It's like somehow you have to have it make sense.
Yeah.
It's like if somehow it does, then it's good. But it's like some people are like, yo, look at that lady over there. She's doing this. And you're like, you can't see the lady. You know what I mean? From like behind the camera.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
You're just imagining.
Yeah.
Yada yada, but there was a time when it was just like, it was just crowd work clips online, and it was like, I don't get it, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not in that crowd, I don't get the context of it, but of a joke, you'll always get the concept of it, because like, it's a thought that started, had a top, and then had a bottom, so like, you'll usually get everything in a joke, so write more jokes. Fuck, I don't know who I'm preaching to.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Whoever's fucking watching, and I don't have any water left, but I think
we're good.
We're done here. All right, brother.
Cool, man. Cool.
Appreciate
cool.
you. You can fucking let these people know where to get at you if you like.
Hassan Chaudhry, great guy. And then I got a Palestinian flag probably on my car. Just honk at that one. That's me.
Do you really?
I don't. I was a little scared because I got all these like work tools and stuff, man. And I'm like, man, if I have this, if somebody breaks into it or what have you. I'm like, man, that's a lot of decent equipment that could fucking bounce out of my hands. And these insurance people just raise your rates.
Yeah, man.
So
my buddy had like his truck broken into. He lives in like an apartment building in Toronto that has like just an insane amount of security that get paid to do nothing.
Well, you're saying that. There was a Ferrari that got stolen in the apartment building.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They went to an apartment. It was in the apartment building, in the parking lot. And, like, somebody sold a Ferrari. And it's, like, that's, like, $500,000 or whatever the fuck it is. So, Yeah, and it was pretty funny because like the people were like, "We want our car back." And I was
like, yeah.
I fuck. Maybe they'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
just park it outside the building.
Yeah. We're so sorry.
No way.
So sorry about stealing it.
Little note. Fuck
it. Yeah. Here's some chocolate. Man, that's why I have like a piece of shit car right now.
Oh yeah, what are you trying?
I have a Toyota Matrix 2007.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, if you steal it, I won't be hurt.
Me and my lady just like literally signed for a car yesterday, but we're not getting it. A CRV, a 2024 CRV.
Okay.
Which happens to be the most stolen car in Canada. Yes. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but that I know true.
It's also because like it's one of the most bought cars in Canada, like by a bit. Civic's up there. There's like the five cars.
Yeah.
Are like, I swear there's like three Hondas.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it might also because their security system or it's like it's easy to break
the into older ones. The older ones. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. But I mean, yeah.
They changed the things after like 2023. But I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, there's some with like the fob key system. It was just like easy to start the car and open the shift from like outside of it. If you're just standing there.
Yeah. If you like, they have this wire through the headlight, I think they can get access to.
Oh, shit.
And like, yeah. And if you just like, I think jump a few things.
Smile, bro.
Yes.
True story before we get out of here. Yeah. I tried to steal. So when I was younger, I did car hopping and shit.
Okay.
Like, I lived in Brampton.
Yeah.
And like, there was a lot of fucking areas that I just went around to at nighttime and just like jack change or money or whatever expensive things they had in the car as long as the cars were on.
In Brampton?
In Brampton.
Was it like, okay, so what was it?
I was young, bro. This was
no,
like.
No, I'm not even tripping about that. But it's like, what was Brampton like back then?
Oh, okay. So this was probably like, I don't know, 15, like I'm 37 now. It was probably around when I was like 20, early 20s.
Early 20s. Okay, so that's
so
like,
it wasn't too far, but I mean, it was all right, man. One time I'm pretty sure I robbed a drug dealer because I got like almost 1,500 in like 10s and 5s.
Uh-huh. In his car?
Yeah, just one time.
Yeah. So do you just go to like random cars, just like just try to pull the handle?
Yeah, it was just kind of like open the handle, then the doors open, slip in. A lot of the times I would go to like, like, certain cars look like taxis. Anytime you see a taxi, you always got to try to get in that because they always have a lot of change. I don't know, man, but it was, it just had to be open. I never did anything, but one time I was doing this, and I came into, like, I want to say it was, like, an Acura Integra, just, like, one, I don't know, old school shitty car.
Yeah.
And they had the keys inside. So, like, the one night I went there, and this was actually kind of close to where I live.
Right.
And I was like, fuck. And I saw the keys.
Yeah.
I didn't take anything but the keys.
Okay.
And I was like, tomorrow I'm gonna fucking come steal the car.
Uh-huh.
And I did this. And like literally I would do, there was like people that I did this shit with.
Yeah.
But then there was also times that I just did it on my own.
So hold on, did you find the car the next day?
Yeah. So I went back.
Yeah.
And I fucking opened the door. I had the keys. Opened the door. It was like, it wasn't one that started automatically. It was like a key thing.
Yeah.
And so I opened the door, I sit in. And I didn't close the door fully, but I put the key in the ignition and I turned it. Car alarm, bro. I just dipped. I ran. I left the keys there. I left the door open. Yeah. I just booked it, bro. And that's my almost stealing a car story.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I would have done. It was so stupid. Like, man. I was just like, cool, I'm going to drive around for 5 minutes and then you know, I would have done nothing. I didn't know. Like, I wasn't. Like, I knew drug dealers and shit, but I didn't know no one who was, like, gonna fucking chop a car.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was so stupid, and I'm glad I didn't get it.
Because in Brampton, like, some of the guys that I work with, they're like, there's a guy that came up to us, he said, yo, you guys want to make some money? He's like, how about we go get a car, whatever car you guys want.
Mm.
And it's like, okay, you'll drive it for, because they literally changed the VIN number, plates, everything on it. So they'll drive for 6 months, and when they've had their, like, time with it, whatever, then they'll ship it out. Yeah. And, like, it's, like, they're, like, doing it so openly.
Yeah.
Without, like, giving a fuck.
Because, people
like,
get away with that shit so
often. People are getting away with it so. It was what? It was 12,000 cars, I think, stolen or something. I might be off on that. And I think they only caught, like, 12 people.
Yeah. It's real low.
Yeah.
It's, like, back in the day, like, someone steals your bike. Like, bro, just get a new bike.
Right.
You know what I mean? At least you have insurance for cars, so, like, that's happening.
But your insurance goes up, though.
That's the thing. Fuck, and also, man. Like, insurance also, like, they'll make you pay more if you don't have certain security things in place, too. Yeah. Like, what we're finding out, kind of, like, right now. So,
yeah.
Because we were originally going to get, like, a used car, and, like, all these things just came to be. And it's like, well, if you have a car under this year, it's like, your insurance is going to be... Do you know what I mean? It's
so weird. Yeah.
And
yeah.
you live in Brampton, so that's fucking... Your insurance is up.
Yeah, insurance is up. Well, I mean, I put my dad's address.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That helps a little bit, but $150 a month. It's okay, but it's like, fuck, it's retarded. I'm getting robbed left and right. But all right, let's call it.
Like always, this podcast is brought to you by Neon Light District. Hit them up, use code PILLOWTALK to save 10%. And by The Great North Apparel, hit them up, use code PILLOWTALK to save 30%. I want to thank Hassan once again for being here. You are the man, brother. Appreciate you and your point of view. Go follow him. And I'll see you in 2 weeks, guys. Peace the fuck out.